You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, September 4th, 2021. We're in hour one of the broadcast, and yes, I am back in the saddle again. It seems like it has been such a long time. It's been 5 months. I guess you would call that a hiatus. I wanted to say a few things getting started. The broadcast here is about the news and about the views. It's never about me, so I'm not going to spend any time explaining this situation any further. I was on with John Stadtmiller the other night. I wanted to say a couple of things, though, getting started. Special thanks to Jeremy, Richard, Steve, Patrick, some of the rest of the hosts that filled in. I got a lot of positive emails. Got a ton of emails from listeners through the last 5 months, and I didn't respond to very many. I apologize for that, but I do certainly appreciate it. I wanted to say that. I wanted to say a special thanks, too, to some of the one to John Stadtmiller. He understood the situation, and he really had my back. John Stadtmiller really had my back. So I know John gets a lot of criticism from listeners and from other media establishments, and maybe sometimes not as much kind words are said about John for the work he does in the network here. But I really did appreciate the way John handled the situation, and also Steve, Allen, Elkins, some of the rest that were there for me through this, which it is what it is. But I wanted to get that out of the way. Today I'm going to do the news the first hour. I'm going to take phone calls all second hour, back to the format we had before. I want to listen to you, the listeners. I mean, what a clown world in which we live. It is unbelievable. A year ago in this area, they were doing flyovers with like airplanes, making a great big deal to salute the frontline workers. You know, they were on the front line, just like in a war. They were the frontline workers, and everyone was supposed to reverence them and give them respect. And now they're being fired by the tens of thousands, being thrown out of work for refusing the vaccine. I mean, what we have witnessed here. Do you remember back December before last when I was playing Bachman Turner Overdrive? You ain't seen nothing yet. Remember, I was playing that song. This was before Frank from North Carolina passed away, if you remember that. But then look at fast forwarding through the maze of lies, the clown world to the max. I mean, you know, I've said it over and over. We are living in the movie Idiocracy. They live in 1984, all rolled into one. And here, they pay you to get the vaccine. They put you in a lottery to get a vaccine when the Republicrats and the Democons and the lapdog prostituted media are all singing from the same song sheet. Well, that's when you know that you're in trouble. And, you know, anyone could make these predictions. But do you remember back when I first played the Chris Sky? You remember the Chris Sky, Jim Goer, he goes to the gym or whatever from Canada, and they posted that on Republic Broadcasting. Well, anyway, you know, he has become quite an activist, and I've got a clip I'm going to play, hopefully this hour, of Chris Sky that really puts it into perspective. But, I mean, anyone can predict what's going to be happening this fall. More lockdowns, elimination of your ability to buy or sell, straight out of the Bible. If you don't submit to, and I don't even call it a vaccine, I call it the clot shot. And headlines today on Drudge: The wait for it now. You can't make this stuff up. This is linked from Drudge. It's deadline.com. MU. Okay, the MU COVID variant. Los Angeles officials say first cases of new strain have arrived. So the new strain, I had said it was going to be the Omega. But no, it's the Mu. The Mu variant is here. The endless boosters, the submit and comply. You must submit and comply. And you know what is really, boggles my mind? I mean, I had a great clip from Australia. You know, they're actually building the camps. They're building the COVID camps. I had a news clip. I just totally disappeared. I don't know. I had that, but it's gone. But anyway, they're building the COVID camps in Australia. Of course, not a word on the lapdog prostituted media here in America, nor do they cover the fact of the massive protests that are happening in France, where even the police are taking part in the protest. You know, because of Macron, the globalist puppet from hell, sawed-off Macron, he is putting, I mean, it's straight-up medical tyranny. We're living in a mask-off, full-blown medical tyranny, and the globalists are all in. The end game is going to be played out, and the big question is, and this is what I'd like the callers to tell me next hour, because I've missed a lot of RBN. I've not listened to a whole lot. Maybe after, you know, having done this for 12 years, maybe it was good to have a real break. I mean, I took a real break from the news. I didn't even watch the lying local news media. I actually saw protests, which I know this is hard to believe, anyone that knows, but I actually drove by protest and didn't take part just because I needed a little bit of a break. Of course, I wasn't aware of them until I rode by, or I would have probably had to go and have my signs and stuff. But there is some pushback, but man, it's so small. You don't see in America the protests that we're seeing like in France and, you know, New Zealand. But here, let me read a little bit of the story since I mentioned it. Dr. Anthony Fauci on Thursday said U.S. public health officials are keeping a very close eye on the new COVID-19 that was first detected in Colombia, known as B1.621, or the Mu variant, according to the World Health Organization's nomenclature, you don't say that word, but it has a constellation of mutations that indicate potential properties of immune escape, according to a WHO report. So, you know, we know what the deal is. What is the deal? Endless boosters. You can't go anywhere unless you have your COVID passport. You know, they released this flu, which, you know, if the flu goes around in July, you know it has to have been created in a lab. And I don't want to debate. I know it hasn't been isolated. I know there's two sides to that argument. But let's just say for the sake of this argument that this was released so that they could bring about the lockdown, so they could bring about the mask mandate, so they could shut down the businesses, so that they could mandate a vaccine, so that they could have a vaccine passport. I mean, it's diabolical. It was all planned. It was all pre-planned, as you guys know. But it was all done to establish this ability to eliminate all of our liberties for the sake of what? Security. Securing us from a sickness. Now, I've said this before, in the county in which I live, the mortality rate's about 1.3. It's got a 98.7% survival rate of the people that supposedly have it, which we know the numbers are all skewed. And what they're doing, and, you know, all of the mainstream media is proclaiming that, oh, everyone's got to be vaccinated, even though, let me grab the story, NBC Boston, nearly 20,000 fully vaccinated Massachusetts residents have now tested positive for COVID-19, and more than 130 of them have died. That's NBC Boston, but that doesn't lead off the evening news with Lester the Super Cuckold. The Department of Public Health has tracked a cumulative 19,443 confirmed COVID-19 infections among those fully vaccinated in the state to date, and a total of 144 deaths. So you guys know. So we're just talking about this for the sake of facing reality. that one, the news media is all saying it's the unvaccinated now that are having this pandemic. Well, so what? If we don't want to get a vaccine and you've got it, then shut up. You know, that's your business. The old it's my body slogans, they don't want to hear that anymore, right? So it's not about. Look, tell if you think the federal government of the United States cares so much about your health that, you know, the border is wide open and they're letting people in with a whole litany of various diseases. If you think the federal government cares so much, tell that to the Americans that was left in Afghanistan. And, you know, that whole situation, that whole debacle is by design, wherever they're wanting to take us. I think it's one to reduce America on the global stage, which would be healthy for the rest of the world. And two, to have the excuse now to bring in tens of thousands of Afghanistan refugees and certain what happened there. All was lost. You know, I think I'm a test case for the Chinese model. I've had the craziest things happen with the internet, things disappearing. It's in the last 4 days, it's just been unbelievable. Well, to get back on track, I was in mid-rant, but anyway, I will move forward. National File, now this is what's next. If you haven't heard this, you know, if everybody's covered this and I'm not aware, I apologize, but National File this week ran a story. Pharmaceutical corporation Pfizer is now developing a COVID pill that is meant to be taken alongside the COVID vaccines that have already made the company a staggering amount of money. The new pill is expected to be released by the end of the year and will be required to be taken, wait for it, twice a day. So take your boosters, take your pills, because the government cares so much that they want to make sure that you don't get the flu. It's just unbelievable that they are pulling this off on the American people. And I mean, I know there's a lot of people. I mean, I've actually got relatives that are sending me videos from Brighton. I can't believe it, you know. So, I mean, this has had to have a staggering wake-up call for a lot of people because, I mean, it's so easy to see through. I mean, this one, you know, a lot of people had a real difficulty seeing through 9/11. I mean, you have hosts and you have guests on this network that will say, you know, they didn't see through 9/11 for years later or until they run up on whatever documentary or whatever. But, so that was a little bit more difficult for regular people to see through the fact that 9/11 was, you know, without a doubt an inside job. And, of course, it gave them the ability to take everyone's rights and start endless wars. And look at the result of that. Look at, you know, I started on radio in 2008 locally, and I was very opposed to the war in Iraq and all of the wars, really. I mean, if you remember, we've discussed the fact that since 1776, I think it's like, what, 23 years, we've not been at war in well over 200, this country, a warmonger. But look at the results of what we did in Afghanistan, Libya, Iraq. I want to do so bad in Syria and Iran. But to fast forward us into all of these Western nations. I mean, and look at Canada. I mean, Trudeau in Canada, if he is not the epitome of a lapdog prostituted puppet for the globalist, I don't know. I mean, but it's the same. It's the same in Australia. It's the same in France. It's the same under Biden. And I swear, I think there's got to be at least two Bidens. There's the one that's like white and pasty and doesn't have any wrinkles at all on his face. And then the other one looks like, you know, old Biden, you know, with the wrinkles. And, you know, I swear, I think there has to be two Bidens, as crazy as that sounds, maybe more. But so in Biden, they've got their perfect puppet. You know, they've got their buffoon. He can barely talk. He makes all the wrong decisions. We don't even see Kamala Harris. I don't, you know, I've not watched a lot of the news. I will grant you that. I took a break, but I don't even know that they show her anymore. I guess they're grooming her for, they're probably creating the Kamala Harris doubles, right? What else would they be doing? But anyway, so yeah, here it is, National File. They are creating the COVID pill. You're going to have to take two pills a day. You know, I wonder if they'll, you know, will that be on your passport? Will they have some way to making sure that you take the pills? And, you know, you guys have seen the videos. It is unbelievable in some of these countries where they're beating the people up for protesting. They're going out and tracking down people that come in contact with someone with COVID. Like I was telling you, I had a great little clip from one of the Australian news agencies, and it was showing they're actually have built and are building the COVID camps in Australia. I mean, like, they detect two or three cases, they lock down the whole country, you know, because we got to protect ourselves from the flu. And the next thing is all of these people and the mask, when it's been a proven fact, the mask don't do jack. Even Fauci said that the mask don't do it. And you ride around, you see people riding in cars by themselves with masks. You see people way out in the middle of a big yard all by themselves wearing a mask. I mean, it's really a window of insight into how well the media can propagandize the sheep people of America. And I mean, they play the American people like the maestro plays the violin. And it's not just baffling to look at, it's scary to look at. Because if the people's ability to discern reality has become that they are a mind of mush, and that's the truth. That's the truth. Daily Storm, like, it's a black videographer, and he goes into the bowels of these big cities, you know, like Chicago's neighborhood. And I mean, hats off to him. He's doing a heck of a work. I watched some of those videos, and, you know, I know I'm jaded and I'm not easily shocked, and my mind was blown how bad it is. How, I mean, we don't have anything on some of these third world countries. I mean, this thing, and to just think about the fact of how they have been able to transform society downward. You know, I've said for years on this broadcast, we are a society in rapid decline. Actually, yesterday, John Stattmiller had a clip of Candace Owens, and she was addressing this very thing. It would be excellent to play her speech on the decline of black America with the backdrop being the videos that I was describing earlier, because these big cities, I mean, if economic turndown does come, which, you know, obviously with what we saw last year, this is what they are intending to do. I mean, you know, plywood, what, $80 a sheet? I mean, you go into a store, we've got these shortages of this and that and this and that. They're conditioning us to accept all of this as normal. When we come back from the break, I'm going to play a clip from the AmericanFrontlineDoctors.org, the new normal. And I urge everyone to AmericanFrontlineDoctors.org. But they're conditioning us to accept as normal shortages, lockdowns, mask mandates, vaccines. They're talking about vaccinating the children. Fauci, you know, Fauci, but I call him Fauci. He's talking about children as young as two need to be vaccinated. They're giving vaccines to pregnant women. All of this is unprecedented. You wouldn't even create a vaccine for something that has a 98.7% recovery rate. And as I've said, and all of you know, year after year after year, after they push the flu vaccine on you, they come out about March or April. In a strain of the flu shot for, but they say still get it. Now they're lining us up for forced mandated job. Can't live in a country that dares to call itself the hypocrisy.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
You know I'm a dreamer, but my heart's of gold. I had a runaway high, so I wouldn't come home.
Sam, you can let me know that audio is breaking up coming to me. Am I coming in okay, Sam? Okay, all right, we will continue. It's like the internet just stopped here, so we'll call it by phone. But I wanted to play this clip. This is the new normal American frontline doctors. Okay, play audio one, I'll call him.
March 11, 2020, the World Health Organization declared an outbreak of SARS-CoV-2.
COVID-19 can be characterized as a pandemic.
Since then, we've been locked down four times.
I must give the British people a very simple instruction. You must stay at home.
We've received a daily death toll.
The UK death toll now stands at 3,605.
We've been refused medical treatment.
Coronavirus is having a devastating effect on cancer treatment.
We've received curfews.
Boris Johnson will tomorrow institute a 10 p.m. curfew on pubs up and down the country.
We've had our businesses closed.
You know what's going on is wrong. You know it as well.
We've lost jobs.
Excuse me. No.
We've been restricted from seeing loved ones.
Hang on a minute. Don't take her away. Hey, don't take her away. Don't take her away.
We've not been allowed to socialise.
The struggle ended with Beth taking her own life.
We've been forbidden to protest.
Tell me what law I have broken. You cannot tell me any law that I've broken.
Sir, speak to me.
We've been assaulted.
Hey, look what they're doing. Look at this old lady. Oh, whoa, whoa. Oi! 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 Oi!
We've been arrested and fined.
What a disgrace. You must have mothers. What an outrage.
She was an old lady robbed of her dignity for having the courage to protest.
All this has been imposed using bad data.
The ONS data this week came out and said that it was it had been downgraded. So the lockdown too was based again on dodgy numbers.
False infection rates.
According to a report in this morning's Times, 30% of test results give false positives.
The app will only tell you to self-isolate if you've been in close contact with somebody who's tested positive.
Yeah, but they could be false positives.
Well, you will have had to be in close contact with somebody for it to tell you to self-isolate.
Yeah, but their test in itself might have been a false positive.
And inflated mortality rates.
The definition of a coronavirus death is someone who dies for any reason within 28 days of a positive test.
Now they have accelerated the release of a vaccine. But will life return to normal?
I mean, just simple words there, reacting it. You're quite emotional by that.
Well, it's just, it's been such a tough year for so many people and, you know, we can get on with our lives.
Or will we see a new normal, a world with harsh, tyrannical rules governed by a centralised totalitarian state?
A great job with that documentary. If you'd like to check it out, you can go to that website. Now, we've been talking about the vaccinated people are the ones getting sick, while all the mainstream media is telling us that it's the unvaccinated people that are getting sick. But I guess it's too big to cover up. The Yahoo News today is running a story: coronavirus can spread among vaccinated people, so officials urge caution on Labor Day. The Delta variant has dramatically changed what we once thought was true about the coronavirus. Doing great to protect the infection or serious COVID-19 illnesses than the unvaccinated. It's now clear that even those who have gotten the shots can still contract and spread the virus. So, you know, remember we were supposed to be locked down for a couple of weeks and then it was going to be over. Remember we were going to social distance, then it was going to be over. We were going to shut down all of the businesses that wasn't a necessity, and then it was going to be over. And here we are a year and a few months later, I guess a year and 6 months. They're doing endless about pills. They're talking about vaccine passports. And this is the road to the globalist tyranny that they have wanted for so long. They have manufactured yet again a invisible enemy with the ability to take everyone's liberty. And I will bet you the farm, when we march in to this fall, we get into something like October, November. I don't know what it'll be after the Mu variant, but they're going for the justification of their complete all their dreams to come true. All right, we're coming up on a break. We'll talk about it on the other side. Listen, I'll turn to Aaron Blackmore.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store. Or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
All right, we're back on media here in the studio. This is Radio for Truthers and for the masses that still believe the lie. I'm doing it by phone. Got a brand new computer, brand new set of headphones, and I guess I've got an internet issue. But like I was saying earlier, I think I'm the test case for the Chinese policies, because I've had the strangest things happen in the last 4 days. So I'm pretty much, you know, been on the coronavirus for the first 30 minutes, and we're going to be taking your phone calls on next hour. But a couple other things I wanted to get in before I move to some other topics. Israel is leading the world in coronavirus cases per capita over the past 7 days, a study published on Tuesday by the Oxford University shows. The study also shows Israel is coming in the fourth percentile in coronavirus fatalities per capita. The likely cause that Israel ranks lower for COVID-related deaths is that most Israelis over the age of 60 have received at least two shots of the Pfizer vaccine, and many have already received a third booster. I don't know if you guys seen it. I think John alluded to it. I don't know if he
it probably wasn't so radio friendly. I don't know if he played it or not, but Ritz.com had a video on it about a week ago on the, and it was just one person after another, after another, after another, telling and showing the massive side effects that they had had. I mean, it was so sad, it was hard to watch. Unbelievable. And then you contrast that with the fact that the mainstream prostituted lapdog media in America would never show you that. In fact, here locally, they dredged someone up that, is in the hospital with COVID-19, and they have them begging everyone to run out and get the vaccine. I mean, the media in America would never show you the other side of that. In fact, there's so little decent media in America. I mean, I know some people point to Tucker Carlson, but look, on Fox News, you've got Sean the Pawn Hannity. I mean, I despise Sean Hannity. I wish I could challenge him to a boxing match. It's amazing to watch all of the media, practically all, other than, thank God for RBN and a few other networks that will put the truth out. But, even here locally, whoever they got that took over Rush's spot, I don't even know. I don't listen to that at all. But I was flipping through the channels, and he was saying that he had gotten the vaccine. They've got this whole concerted effort. Then the TV commercials. You've seen the TV commercials, all the radio stations playing the commercials. I mean, the level of propaganda, look what they're doing to sports with the NFL. And they've come out and admitted that they're just paid like $100,000 to make these commercials because they feel like that is persuasive on the American people. And what a testimony that is to the feeble-minded cheap people in America if you would go get a vaccine because a football player told you to get the clot shot. So Israel, of course, none of this is in the mainstream media, but Israel leading the way, and supposedly, I'm not an Israel follower, but supposedly, they are one of the most vaccinated countries in the world, and they've got massive COVID-19 outbreaks, supposedly. And also Iceland, the same way, they're practically 100% vaccinated. They've got, so it's in the news. They're having to admit that the vaccinated people are the ones getting sick, and yet they clamor constantly and harp about, how horrible the unvaccinated are. And, of course, this is divide and conquer, and it's to create yet another division in this country as if we don't have enough already. And Facebook will adjust this algorithm to reduce the visibility of political posts, according to a report in Axios, a move that will hurt the top-performing political pages on that platform, most of which are conservative. Facebook plans to announce that it will de-emphasize political posts and current event content in the news feed based on negative user feedback, as Axios has learned. So, we all know all of these major platforms are there to cover up the truth, eliminate and limit freedom of speech. They only want information put out that goes along with their narrative, and their narrative is be a good globalist, shut up, sit down, say nothing while your borders is being flooded, get the jab so that you can go to a concert, or like in France, you can't even eat in an outdoor restaurant. They send the police by while you're sitting in an outdoor restaurant. This should have destroyed the travel industry, which they don't care. Look, these globalists and Satanists don't care what they destroy as long as they get their way. And, everything in this country is driven toward complete immorality. The other day I was home at an odd time in the afternoon, and I was just flipping through the channels I've got over the air antenna, because I refuse to pay, any of these filth channel networks. And, but anywho, I caught, guess what? Jerry Springer. And it wasn't even new Jerry Springer. This was like a rerun from, I think it was like 2013 or whatever. It wasn't new. But I could not believe what was on here. I mean, I had heard of it. I never really paid any attention to it. I'm never home at the time of day that's on, and never went looking for it, that's for sure. But for that to be considered entertainment, and apparently popular entertainment, that speaks volumes. That speaks massive volumes to the moral decline and decay. And then, of course, there was a shooting in Forsyth County, which is a neighboring county, this week, made national news anyway. I saw it on like Breitbart and a couple other websites. High school shooting, one student shot and killed another student in school. And it just blows my mind. Then the sheriff and the chief of police and the mayor and even the governor come down and they all scratch their head and they stand around and wonder, oh, we've got to stop the violence. When you feed these children's minds nonstop violence and then the horror that is the rap music industry, and then you're going to sit back and you're going to wonder why things turn out this way, really, you know? I mean, if you follow a recipe to bake a pound cake, you get something like a pound cake. They have followed the recipe of the destruction of the youth and then have the audacity to act like they're surprised at the result. But anyway, I wanted to get that in quick about Facebook because it's no surprise. Of course, what did the Republicans do from 2016 to 2018 when they had a complete majority? They do what they do best, absolutely nothing. They didn't do anything about voter ID. They didn't do anything about the way their very own constituents are deplatformed all across, you know, Facebook and these other platforms like Twitter. And then they sit back and act like they're in shock that things has turned out the way they are. You know, that's why the Republicans, I know a lot of people, they talk about how what's going to happen in 2022. Look, when you just saw an election blatantly, not even very well done, just in your face, blatantly rigged, like what we saw in 2020, I'm sorry, I don't get excited about watching another election. They've not done a darn thing, nor will they, as far as really doing anything about this massive voter fraud. I mean, they've got the country where they want it. You know, I used to, and I hate to say it, but I'm going to say it. I used to hold out. I had a lot of hope. I thought, and I feel foolish for saying it now, but I thought in 2008, if you could get the people thinking, if you could get them looking into some of these different events, some of this different information that you never hear on the mainstream media, if you could get them to know that there is a Bohemian Grove, if you could get them to know there is a Bilderberg, if you get them to understand 9/11 was an inside job, you know, but I mean, we know what happened with JFK and still that's, you know, we know that the whole official narrative, the Warren Commission was nothing but BS, but yeah, here we are. You know, and I saw in the news this morning where Biden was going to release some sort of information about 9/11, they could come out and admit it all now. I mean, they might as well. It wouldn't make any difference. I mean, we know the truth about COVID-19. We know. I mean, that's why this entire audience is hell-bent on not getting vaccinated. You know, I mean, I hear it all the time. I hear people call in, and, you know, some of the information on RBN is so important because callers calling in and telling what's happened to their various family members that have chosen to get the vaccine, some of which, you know, have got, I think there was a whistleblower that came out and said that 45,000 people had died within, like, I forget, 14 days of receiving the vaccine. But that's not news. And it used to be they would pull a vaccine if, like, 25 people died, you know. But now this one, they're talking about, no, we got to vaccinate the children. Here in this county, they've mandated masks for everybody at school when we know masks don't work. It's just, it is to make society submit, and it's almost a race to see who can be the most obedient, compliant with some of these people. Some of these people are proud, you know. Oh, I wear a mask all the time. I mean, I know there's somebody showering with a mask on right now. That's how dumb they are. I mean, we really have a society that has lost complete ability to do any critical thinking on a large scale. On a large country, the COVID has proven it to me. But I used to think if you could get the people to look at the information, if you could get them interested in learning some of the truth, we could affect change. But now looking back at what has happened, you know, remember the old bummer years, the open borders, the, you know, what did I say right after I said when the Supreme Court was going to rule on same-sex marriage, I said it would be approved, and then they would move straight on to transgenderism, which is what they did. You know, they raided out Bruce Jenner right on time, which wasn't that, you know, quite a shocker for those of us growing up looking at Wheaties boxes or chips. And then now that they've got that, and they've got that, you can rest assured that's got. You know, there's a reason that the mainstream media don't show, like, a gay pride parades in San Francisco on the evening news, because it'd be so appalling to a large segment of society. But now that that is in the bag, and they're having drag queen story hours all over the country and the world, too. That's also in Ungrate and some of the other countries. The next move is pedophilia, and you're already seeing you're seeing that in the news. You're seeing that bantied around more. I've seen several stories on it in the 5 months that I've been out. Also, something else that wasn't in the news, this was RT August 26th, around 1.6 million doses of Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine was pulled from circulation in Japan as a precaution after foreign material was discovered in some vials. An investigation was launched into the incident. See, this type of information that they would never put on the evening news. The health ministry said on Thursday that it has withdrawn doses manufactured at the same production line following consultations with drug maker Takeda, that's T-A-K-E-D-A, which is in charge of sales and distribution of the vaccine in the country. You want to talk about a windfall of profit? How about, you know, I've said this for years, it goes into a rotation. We're in a rotation. Right now, we're in Big Pharma. Big Pharma's getting a windfall. You know, then it moves to banking when they're bailing out the banks, like in the 2008 and 9 by design crisis. Then it's war. You know, it's more war. It's Raytheon. How about all those pictures of the Taliban that we've left all those armaments over there? I mean, totally insane. You know, total. Look at the trillions pissed away in the Middle East, and what do we get out of it? Hated. We're hated. I mean, just and then contrast that with the fact that there's absolutely no accountability for this treachery. None for war crimes. None for the devastating effect this has had on our veterans coming back maimed. I forget the actual number. I think it's like 2,700 they claim Americans have died in Afghanistan in this 20-some-year-old war, longest war in our history. And then to see the pictures of all of the armaments, I mean, some of the websites like RT and some of the others, you know, actual news websites, nothing like NBC, ABC, CBS, or CNN, none of that, or Fox, for that matter, none of that trash. Showing pictures of the Taliban with these, you know, extremely expensive rifles and sights and stuff, but it's all by design. I don't know if the insane lunatics are going to have some event there and then claim it's justification to go back in. It wouldn't surprise me. Or if they just wanted to arm the place so that they can create the next civil war there for the Afghani people. I don't know. But I do know that they know. And that they're just planning the next round of whatever hell that they want to continue in those in that area. So I just wanted to say, that, yeah, 1.6 million doses pulled in Japan. This is coming in from NeedToKnow.News. After the breach of the Capitol on January 6th, Bank of America secretly shared private information with federal law enforcement agencies without the consent of its consumers and customers. Tucker Carlson said that the Bank of America effectively acted as an intelligence agency. The bank identified a total of 211 customers who met these, quote, thresholds of interest. So now even your bank is ratting you out to the federal government of the horror that it was that you went to the Stop the Steal. So you need to be investigated by the FBI. Jake Sullivan, the new national security advisor, told reporters domestic extremism is the urgent crisis of our time. Rooting out domestic political extremism is more important than anything else, but he failed to define extremism. Meanwhile, Lloyd Austin, the Secretary of Defense, ordered the entire U.S. military to stand down while investigators cleanse the ranks of political extremists. This was Need to Know .news, August 25th. Well, I can tell you what an extremist is. An extremist is anyone. I mean, nowadays, an extremist is a nurse that don't want to get vaccinated to keep their job. That's an extremist. You're an extremist. But listen to this. I'm an extremist for saying this. We're all extremists. You're not considered by your government to be a patriot for standing for your First Amendment rights. No. No, you're a terrorist. You're a terrorist. That is the picture that they are painting. You're a terrorist if you don't want, and they've said this, that, you know, they had it on, they had the screenshot, I forget what, and I don't think I printed that. I've been printing stuff. So some of this, I got some older news that, because I couldn't help myself printing while I was not doing the show. I'll never get through the stack, it's so big. But anyway, that is the picture that they're painting, and they're successfully doing so. They're painting it that anyone that doesn't comply and submit with this total medical tyranny or any of the rest of it, and the biggest danger is not Black Lives Matter or Antifa, it's the white supremacist. Yeah. The fictitious white supremacist movement. Biden and all of them said that. So this is the new narrative where anyone that stands for anything is considered to be the enemy of the state. We all should watch the movie Enemy of the State. I'm wondering if I am at break. Next, the Washington Post story. Justice Amy Coney Barrett on Thursday rejected a plea from a group of Indiana University students to stop the university's requirements that all students be vaccinated for the coronavirus. So how about that? You can't even. All right, we're coming up on the break now. We'll talk about this on the other side of the break. You can't even get an education if you won't submit to the vaccination.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check.
All right, Bill, on the alternative media, here in the studio saying I am a conspiracy factualist, everyone else is a reality. Here, it's back to this story, Justice Amy Coney Barrett, remember the great hoax, voted to where students have to be vaccinated to attend university. You can't get an education unless you get the vaccination. And, you know, if you don't have autonomy over your body, then you might as well slap the chains on. You are a slave. It was the first case about vaccination requirements to reach the Supreme Court. Both a federal district judge and a unanimous panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit had previously rejected the request that the university's requirements be put on hold while the issue was further litigated. Going to court over these issues, unfortunately, in America is a joke. Now, you know, I said years ago the way they would get rid of the gun manufacturers was to sue them into oblivion. You know, they want to make it where if someone's shot, they can sue the gun manufacturer. They don't want to make it where if you're run over by a car, you can sue the car manufacturer. But with guns, you know, it's held to a whole different standard. The Guardian reported this week the Mexican government has launched a legal action against U.S. gun makers in an unprecedented attempt to halt the flow of guns across the border where U.S.-made weapons are routinely used in cartel gun battles, terror attacks on civilians, and increasingly to challenge the state itself. The Mexican government is suing six gun makers in a Massachusetts court alleging negligence in their failure to control their distributors and that the illegal market in Mexico has been their economic life. Blood. Now, I'm not seeing that reported anywhere. Isn't that amazing? So, you know, litigation is the way that they're planning to eliminate the manufacture of guns, and they're well on their way. I wanted to get this in before the top of the hour. We'll take phone calls all next hour, 1-800-313-9443, or if you can, call in on the 512-248-8252. Holy LGBTQ, Cape Crusader, Robbins, dropping big personal news in the latest installment of Batman Urban Legends. You guessed it. Robin is now bisexual. So, you know, I grew up watching the TV series, you know, Batman. Oh, gosh, what was the guy's name that played that? I can't believe I couldn't click on it. But I know probably a lot of you did, too. But now I don't keep up with the comics. I never did. But apparently Robin has come out as a bisexual in the latest Urban Legends. Tim Drake is the DC character who fights crime as Robin. When the sixth installment of the comic book was dropped Tuesday, the story ended with Tim saying yes to going on a date with a guy named Bernard Dowd. So where did I get this story from? TMZ.com. So I just wanted to... Sure, it should be no surprise. I mean, we're seeing this across the board, especially all the Disney movies, just movies in general, TV shows, the move to, you know, normalizing more and more homosexuality, transgenderism, so that, and this has all been done before, right? We've talked about that. But to move us into living in Sodom and Gomorrah. Coming up on the break, taking phone calls all next hour, 1-800-313-9443, 512-248-8252, back in a moment.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.